A group of tenants is suing two of the nation's largest landlords. They say renters were asked to pay millions of dollars in illegal fees and penalties. The two companies are Chicago-based Equity Residential and Florida-based Gables Residential. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago that the lawsuits are giving new life to efforts to strengthen tenants' rights.
Recent college graduate Tammy Yates wanted to move out of her apartment near the University of Central Florida to one closer to her job in downtown Orlando. So in the days before her lease was up, she called movers, packed up her things, and cleaned out the apartment.
I went back. I looked through the apartment to make sure I had all my stuff out of it. Went to the office, told them that I was turning in my keys, and they said, all right, sit down for a second. And the manager of the apartment complex came out and said, by the way, you know you didn't give your 60 days notice.
Yates says the manager explained that because she didn't give the company 60 days notice that she would be leaving at the end of her lease, she had to pay a penalty of 2 months' rent.
$1,700 and some dollars. That was a complete shock, basically.
Yates had never heard of such a thing, assuming most landlords would only require notice if the tenant intends to stay and renew the lease. When she looked back at her lease agreement, Yates admits it did vaguely contain something about giving some kind of notice, but
not in words that most people can understand. Maybe in a roundabout way it did, but the wording of the lease wasn't very straightforward.
I call them gotcha fees.
Attorney Rod Tennyson.
You know, I gotcha. You didn't give me 60 days notice. Pay me 2 months' rent. Well, that's a penalty, and that's not enforceable in Florida.
Tennyson filed a lawsuit against Chicago-based Equity Residential on behalf of Yates and several more of its tenants, and also is suing Gables Residential, which charged a Boca Raton man more than $3,000 for terminating his lease early. Tennyson says laws in Florida and most other states don't allow such penalties and fees. He says if the company can show damages for the apartment sitting vacant because of a failure to give 60-day notice or breaking a lease early, tenants could be held liable for the lost rent. But in all of these cases, new tenants were ready and waiting to move in. Nevertheless, Attorney Tennyson says Equity, Gables, and several other landlords assess fees and penalties of up to 5 months' rent even when new tenants move in the very next day. A spokeswoman for Gables Residential says attorneys are still reviewing the lawsuit and the company has no comment at this time, while Equity Residential denies its fees and penalties are illegal. Company spokesman Marty McKenna.
We believe that the allegations in the lawsuit are totally groundless and that the suit lacks merit.
Both lawsuits ask the court to certify them as class action suits because Attorney Tennyson figures hundreds, if not thousands, of tenants have been gouged by the two companies' fees. Tenants' advocates across the country say landlords are charging tenants all kinds of fees and penalties.
I see some alarming new fees.
Shannon Weiss is with the Chicago-based Center for Renters' Rights.
I mean, there was always the $35 to $50 fee for checking your credit, but now they're also talking about drug testing tenants and that the tenants will have to pay for that as well. The fees for move-out. Some companies actually have the audacity to charge tenants fees to take their stuff out of the apartments at the end of their leases. It's just nonstop.
But Weiss says it's actually rare for tenants to fight the fees.
They don't care. They don't want to make waves. They don't want to make problems. They would rather pay out of their pocket and get it off their plate than stand up for their rights and make the landlord take the fall.
But that attitude seems to be changing with these two lawsuits. Attorney Tennyson says he's been contacted by attorneys in several states who are considering similar lawsuits. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.